The 6 o'clock news for Cambridgeshire. I'm Sam Edwards. Good morning. Residents of Orton Southgate in Peterborough are pleading to both the City Council and police to stamp down on drifting in the area. Drifting is illegal and involves people using Peterborough's industrial estates, roads and roundabouts to try and get their cars to skid as much as possible. Residents there claim it's making their lives a misery. Trish Jones from neighbouring Orton Goldhay says something needs to be done quickly.
It's an horrendous noise. It's screeching brakes, it's revving engines, it's an intense smell of burning rubber. It's horrendous. It's meaning we've got to shut all our windows and doors. We can still hear it over the television. It's disrupting family life. It's really not good. And it's been going on for over a year now. And you're just living on tenterhooks thinking, what's happened now?
Well, both Cambridgeshire Police and Peterborough City Council have told the BBC they're taking steps to put a stop to drifting.
Now, let's hear from people living in part of Peterborough who say screeching brakes, revving engines and the smell of burning rubber are keeping them awake into the early hours several times a week. They say groups of young men drifting, that's driving cars fast, trying to make them skid across the surface of the road, or drift, are shattering the peace. Last year, BBC Radio Cambridgeshire looked into the local drifting scene and spoke to a couple of the people involved.
That's just some doing some donuts and things in friends MX5 when we were at a car park. Liam Ball, I'm from Littleport. I'm 20 years old and I do some drifting.
Dean Houghton, live in Haddon but from Meep originally.
I like the fact that it's something that you can put time and effort into, and it's just the excitement, I suppose, more than anything, like all sorts of adrenaline sports and things like that, the excitement of pushing your limits as well as something you've built as well.
I think the main thing for me is the buzz of driving as fast as you can and sliding as quick as you can and trying to keep a car in control as you can with being out of control. The buzz out of driving it sideways when it really shouldn't be going sideways. It's fun and quite technical and you learn a lot from it, I think, personally.
Just a couple of local drifters from East Cambridgeshire there. Well, now it's people in the Ortons in Peterborough who say they're having trouble sleeping because the amount of noise this activity is generating. Peterborough City Council say their prevention and enforcement service, which includes officers from the police and the council, will be carrying out a survey of the site this week to identify changes that can be made to stop groups gaining access. Our reporter Joseph Hall has been to see one resident who really isn't happy.
Hi, I'm Trish Jones and I live in a place called Orton Goldhay in Peterborough. We've got an issue with something called drifting that's happening in a place called Orton Southgate, which is probably about a mile and a half, maybe a little bit less as the crow flies. And this is mainly happening on Thursday, Friday and Saturday nights, although having said that, we did have it last night. Started at 1 o'clock in the morning and went on for an hour. And it's an horrendous noise. It's screeching brakes, it's revving engines, it's an intense smell of burning rubber.
From a mile and a half away?
Yeah. Yes, it's horrendous. It's meaning we've got to shut all our windows and doors. We can still hear it over the television. It's disrupting family life. It's really not good. And it's been going on for over a year now. And you're just living on tenterhooks thinking, what's happened now?
That is Trish, who lives in Orton Goldhay. Well, we will be hearing from more people who experience this racket a little bit later on. You'll also hear from local councillors on what they think should be done about this. It's been going on now for well over a year, and Cambridgeshire Police will be on the show as well. Residents of the Ortons in Peterborough are asking the City Council and the police to stamp down on drifting, which they claim is making their lives a misery. Drifting involves people skidding their cars around the city's roads. On the way still this morning on your breakfast show, you're going to hear more after 7 o'clock about people doing this kind of thing in the Ortons in Peterborough. People living in Orton Waterville, in Orton Southgate, in Orton Goldhay say they're being kept awake several nights a week by drifting. People driving their cars fast, skidding them round bends. Goes on till the early hours, they say, screeching tyres, burning rubber. Been happening for more than a year. Nothing's been done about it. Pete on the text says, I don't live close to Southgate, Dottie, but I can still hear the cars many Saturday and Sunday nights. It's not that long since an accident injured a number of people in exactly this spot. You know, Pete, you are absolutely bang on. It was just over a year ago that five people were seriously injured when a car skidded into a crowd in Orton Southgate. More on this story, as I say, just after 7 o'clock this morning.
Good morning. Cambridgeshire Police and Peterborough City Council say they are taking steps to stop people drifting after complaints from local residents. Drifting involves people driving on the city's industrial estates, roads and roundabouts to get their cars to skid as much as possible. It's a particular problem in the Ortons, with residents there claiming it's happening three or four times a week and in the early hours of the morning. Speaking last year, this resident from East Cambridgeshire explains why he drifts.
That's just some doing some donuts and things in a friend's MX5 when we were at a car park. I like the fact that it's something that you can put time and effort into, and it's just the excitement, I suppose, more than anything, like all sorts of adrenaline sports.
Now imagine this at 1 in the morning, just as you're trying to nod off. Well, that is exactly what residents in Orton Southgate in Peterborough say they're hearing all too frequently, and now they want something done about it. The problem, nearby groups of people drifting, driving their cars fast, trying to get them to skid across the surface of the road or to drift as much as possible. It's something our reporter Joseph Hall looked into a few months ago. Here's a reminder of what he found.
That's just some doing some donuts and things in a friend's MX5 when we were at a car park. Liam Bull, I'm from Littleport. I'm 20 years old and I do some drifting.
Dean Houghton, live in Haddon but from Meep originally.
I like the fact that it's something that you can put time and effort into, and it's just the excitement, I suppose, more than anything, like all sorts of adrenaline sports and things like that, the excitement of pushing your limits as well as something that you've built as well.
I think the main thing for me is the buzz of driving as fast as you can and sliding as quick as you can and trying to keep a car in control as you can with being out of control. The buzz out of driving it sideways when it really shouldn't be going sideways. It's fun and quite technical, and you learn a lot from it, I think, personally.
How does it compare to booze? How does it compare to sex?
Probably cheaper and less aggro. Don't get in as much trouble. Well, unless you get caught, obviously. Then it's instant licence gone and banned for a couple of years.
They talk about communities and things apart, and the car community is one of them things, and drifting is always going to be a part of that community.
So that is what drifting is. Joseph has also been to Peterborough to find out just how much it's getting under the skin of people in the Ortons.
Hi, I'm Trish Jones and I live in a place called Orton Goldhay in Peterborough. We've got an issue with something called drifting that's happening in a place called Orton Southgate, which is probably about a mile and a half, maybe a little bit less as the crow flies. And this is mainly happening Thursday, Friday and Saturday nights, although having said that, we did have it last night, started at 1 o'clock in the morning and went on for an hour. And it's an horrendous noise. It's screeching brakes, it's revving engines, it's an intense smell of burning rubber.
From a mile and a half away?
Yeah, yes, it's horrendous. It's meaning we've got to shut all our windows and doors. We can still hear it over the television. It's disrupting family life. It's really not good. And it's been going on for over a year now. And you're just living on tenterhooks thinking, what's happened now?
Have you gone to anyone about this? Have you complained? What can you do?
We've contacted our local councillors, both the city councillors and parish councillors. We've been encouraged to contact the police, which we've done incessantly. And that resulted in pretty much getting a rap on the knuckles off the operator that took my call. I was told, because I couldn't see anything happening, it was simply a noise issue, and that wasn't really up to the police to deal with. It was a council issue.
Joseph Hall there talking to resident Trish Jones in Orton Goldhay. Well, it was Julie Howell from the Peterborough Green Party who first brought this issue to my attention. Morning, Julie.
Good morning.
So how often do people contact you about this?
It's getting worse and worse. I mean, I think we all thought when there was a terrible accident just over a year ago involving somebody who was drifting, we thought, well, you know, that's awful and that's not what any of us wanted to happen, that at least that would put a stop to it. It hasn't, Dottie. It hasn't stopped it at all. If anything, it's getting worse and it's getting more frequent.
So have you heard the noises yourself?
Yeah, I actually live a little bit further away from Trish that you heard from there. I live 2 miles away in Orton Northgate and I can still hear it. And something I'd like to add, actually, you've mentioned that the drifting is happening on Orton Southgate Industrial Estate, which it is. But the people who are being most affected live in Orton Goldhay, because if you look at a map at that part of Peterborough, what you'll find is there is only the Orton Parkway separating where the drifting is happening from a load of residential houses. There's a road actually called Hinchcliffe that's very close by that has over 200 houses, and those residents are not getting any sleep at the weekends and haven't been doing so for over a year now.
And people have been complaining. You know, Trish said that she tried calling the police about this and got given fairly short thrift from them, really. They kind of wrapped her on the knuckles for calling something in like this because the police feel it's not their responsibility. Why is that?
Well, let me tell you what I think about this. I have to say I'm actually on the side of the police here because the police should be dealing with crime and risk to life. And I would much rather that the police were wherever they needed to be protecting life. But this is a noise issue. It's antisocial behaviour. And we actually have a partnership in Peterborough called Safer Peterborough Partnership, which does include the police, but also includes the council and other critical services. And what we need here is a coordinated response. One of the biggest concerns I have here is not just the risk of accident to the people who are doing the drifting. And I don't expect them to stop because, as the guy explained, it's a hobby he enjoys, there's a skill. They're not going to stop doing it if an accident hasn't stopped them. But my concern is a different sort of accident. I've had a look at the NHS website this morning to see about the effects of lack of sleep, and it lists difficulty concentrating, difficulty making decisions, you feel depressed, you risk falling asleep during the day. But crucially, if you haven't slept properly, there's a risk of injury and accidents, and that increases. And my worry is that the next accident won't be on an industrial estate in the middle of the night that only affects the people doing the drifting. It will be a resident the following day on their way to work who's not had enough sleep. It's absolutely horrendous.
Well, Julie, we did contact Peterborough City Council because it does sound as if the residents, you know, they're getting stuck in the middle of the council and the police, both of them kind of saying it's not really our problem. So we talked to Peterborough City Council and I'm going to read you their statement. It's a little bit long, but it does actually mention a few things that they're going to take action on. This is from Adrian Chapman, who's the Service Director for Adult Services and Communities. He says this: our Prevention and Enforcement Service, which includes officers from the police and the Council, will be carrying out a survey of the site this week to identify changes that can be made to stop groups gaining access. We know the car cruising is causing a problem for residents, so we'll be looking to put in place a short-term solution fairly quickly with the agreement of the landowner, followed by a more permanent solution. In the meantime, Prevention and Enforcement Service officers will be attending the site on a regular basis and will be liaising with the Triforce Road Policing Unit to organise dedicated patrols, which will include direct intervention work with the people involved. That's the statement. What do you reckon?
Yeah, we can put up barriers as much as we like, but I really feel that we need to be engaging with the people that are doing it. I don't know if the people doing the drifting understand the impact that they're having on residents. Is it really their intention to keep people up all night, all weekend, and now on some weekday nights as well? And are they aware the great distress they're causing to all sorts of hard-working people?
I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? These people who are doing it, they probably don't realise, you know, they're thinking, I'm on an industrial estate, surely no one can hear me. But actually, it sounds like the noise is travelling huge distances.
It really is. And, you know, the notorious Peterborough wind does tend to carry noise quite a long distance. So I'd be disappointed if the authorities' reaction was to kind of put up barriers. What we need to be doing is really building bridges to the people who are doing the drifting, because I don't expect them to stop, as we said earlier, an accident didn't stop them. What I would love them to do is go and do it somewhere else. Perhaps do it somewhere else where they will be safer, because let's remember, these are public roads that they're using. Just because it's an industrial estate and it's at night, that doesn't mean you haven't got delivery vans coming in during the night, so there is a danger there. But do it somewhere that's out of earshot. Then they can do the hobby that they enjoy, and residents can have a good night's sleep.
Yeah, it is awful, isn't it, when you're being woken up night after night or in the early hours of morning after morning. That's Julie Howell from the Peterborough Green Party. This is from Pete in Orton, who says, I don't even live close to Orton Southgate, but I can hear the cars many Saturday and Sunday nights. It's not that long since that accident injured a number of people. Our main story this morning is about people living in parts of Peterborough who say that fast cars skidding around on a nearby industrial estate are shattering the peace during the nights where they live. It's called drifting, and it's reported to be a particular problem in the Ortons. Our reporter Joseph Hall has been to meet a local councillor who's been looking into this at a rather windy Holcombe Road industrial estate.
Hello, I'm Kim Aitken. I'm the councillor for the Orton Waterville ward. We're at Holcombe Road, which branches off to Holcombe Road and Stapleton Road. And when I first heard about the complaints from Trish and the other residents, I had to see for myself where it was taking place and hear the noise as well. So on one Saturday night late, I came out and drove around for some considerable time, basically stayed at Holcombe Road to hear the noise. And I have to admit, it was just overwhelming, the car noise that I heard.
So we're standing pretty much where they race now. It's kind of two laps of an industrial estate by the looks of it.
They're basically using their tyres to turn around in the car and skid. I can show you the tracks that I saw that night.
I'm looking at, there's quite a few actually, isn't there? I mean, concentric circles comes to mind.
Yeah.
What, as a local councillor, can you do about that? We're hearing that the police are saying, well, it's not up to us, it's a noise issue, it's the council's shout. Councillor saying, speak to the police.
It's everybody's issue, because it's the residents that are suffering. It isn't just council, it's the police, anybody that can help. And obviously, because of it being at Holcombe Road and Stapleton Road, it's down to the landowners. The council and the police have to work with the owners to try and get so that we close off these car parks so they can't use them in future.
Joseph Hall there with the local councillor for Orton Waterville ward. Joining me now is a resident of Orton Goldhay who wants to stay anonymous. Good morning.
Good morning.
So can you describe to me how this issue is affecting your life?
Well, it's just constant. You can't get any sleep. Some nights it starts at 9 o'clock at night, can go on till 2-3 in the morning. We have had it as early as 5:30 at night. Every weekend's the same. Early hours of the morning, then you end up, you're sleep deprived, and it's quite difficult, to be honest, to carry on a normal life when you're sleep deprived.
And it's even started to happen on weekday nights. I understand it was going on Monday, night.
Yeah, Monday night.
I mean, don't these people have jobs to go to in the morning?
Well, I don't know, but I know I do. And you can ring the police and they're just not interested. And we're just, as residents, being bounced from one to the other.
What, you between know, the police and...
Yeah, it's a council issue. It's not our issue. You know, surely that comes under dangerous driving, whether it's private land or not.
So you feel like you're just stuck in the middle?
Yeah. And it's like there's nothing, it feels like there's nothing you can actually do, because actually the police or the council aren't interested.
And every Friday and every Saturday, you must just be sitting there dreading the evening.
Yeah, you can't have your windows open. I mean, when it's horrendously hot, I mean, we have our windows open all year round, but now we're at the stage we can't. I'm probably about a 10-minute walk away from there, and we shut the windows now, but you can actually still hear it through the double glazing. So you've got your double glazing shut and you've got your telly turned up loud, you know, and it just gets to the stage where it actually grates on you in the end.
Yeah, it really starts to grind you down, to wear you down. I feel for you. I really do. And we've been trying to get some answers on this and some commitments as well from Peterborough City Council and from the police. You'll hear from the police after 8 o'clock. I'll just read you briefly a section of the statement that we had from Peterborough City Council. This was from their Service Director for Adult Services and Communities. Says they are going to be taking action this week. They're going to be taking a survey of the site and identifying any changes that can be made. They're also going to be making sure that prevention and enforcement service officers attend the site on a regular basis, and they are going to be liaising with the police. As you've just been hearing, residents in Peterborough have told this programme there's a chronic problem with drifting in the city. Drifting involves people driving around in cars trying to skid as much as possible. People living in the Autons claim it's making their lives a misery due to lack of sleep. Thanks very much to Peter in Godmanchester. Gets in touch on the subject of drifting in Peterborough. Says, what would happen, Dotty, if the police in Peterborough took a slightly off-the-wall approach, went completely undercover, pretended to be friendly to one of the people who was drifting, and videoed them from their car for investigation purposes? Well, that might be quite an interesting exercise, Peter, but I wonder actually if it would get the police any further forward, because we should say that this kind of drifting, in itself, it's not against the law. And actually, if it's going on private land, on a private industrial estate, then I don't know that it would count as a criminal offence. Like I say, we'll have Cambridgeshire Police on just after 8 o'clock this morning. We will be talking about exactly which crimes, if any, are being committed when people are drifting in this way. The noise that's being made is the real issue here. I mean, it's keeping people who are living within, you know, a 2 mile radius for miles around, it's keeping them awake several nights a week. Thank you very much to Lewin Thurfield, who gets in touch this morning on the subject of drifting going on in Peterborough, keeping people for several miles around awake into the wee small hours of the morning several nights a week. And it's not just weekends, you know, people having a bit of fun at the weekends, it might be sort of tolerable, but it was happening on Monday night at 1 o'clock in the morning, and you just don't need that if you've got a job to get up for the next day. Lou says this, Dotty, I was under the impression that noise after a certain time late at night or in the early hours would count as antisocial behaviour. So why do the police think it's nothing to do with them? Yeah, we've heard from residents who say they've called the council, they call the police, they get bounced between the two. The council say call the police say it's not our problem, it's a noise issue, go to the council. The residents feel that they're stuck in the middle. You will hear from both Peterborough City Council and Cambridgeshire Police in about 15 minutes' time. And this just shows the strength of feeling about this. Someone else has called in anonymously, says, Dotty, we had a similar problem to this when we lived in Orton Longville. Police just don't seem to care unless there is a death or an injury. Well, in fact, drifting like this, just over a year ago, it did cause injury. 5 people were seriously injured when a skidding car went into a crowd of people. 5 people went to hospital. Someone was brought to book for this.
Residents in Peterborough are pleading with the City Council and police to stamp down on drifting, which they claim is making their lives a misery. Drifting is when motorists use Peterborough's roads and car parks to try and get their vehicles to skid as much as possible. So-called drifters say it's just like any adrenaline sport, but residents say it's happening many times a week and in the early hours of the morning at the Orton Southgate Industrial Estate. Julie Howell is from the Peterborough Green Party and lives nearby.
There is only the Orton Parkway separating where the drifting is happening from a load of residential houses, and those residents are not getting any sleep at the weekends and haven't been doing so for over a year now. And my worry is that the next accident won't be on an industrial estate in the middle of the night. It will be a resident the following day on their way to work who's not had enough sleep.
Both the police and council say they're taking steps to address the issue.
Before that, though, more from people in the Autons in Peterborough who say this is making their lives a misery. We've heard calls this morning for the police and the City Council to crack down on drifting. You'll hear from the authorities very soon. Now, people living in Peterborough's Autons are urging both the City Council and the police to stamp down on an increasingly noisy pastime, which they say is making their lives a misery. Known as drifting, it involves drivers using Peterborough's industrial estates, roads and roundabouts to try and get their cars to skid as much as possible. Julie Howell from the Peterborough Green Party told me squealing brakes, revving engines and a burning rubber smell are making people's lives very difficult indeed.
It's getting worse and worse. I mean, I think we all thought when there was a terrible accident just over a year ago involving somebody who was drifting, we thought, well, you know, that's awful and that's not what any of us wanted to happen, that at least that would put a stop to it. It hasn't, Dottie. It hasn't stopped it at all. If anything, it's getting worse and it's getting more frequent.
Well, this resident of Orton Goldhay, who wanted to remain anonymous, told me earlier this morning she doesn't feel she's getting the help she needs.
You can ring the police and they're just not interested, and we're just, as residents, being bounced from one to the other.
What, you between know, the police and...?
Yeah, it's a council issue. It's not our issue. You know, surely that comes under dangerous driving, whether it's private land or not.
So you feel like you're just stuck in the middle?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like there's nothing, it feels like there's nothing you can actually do.
Well, let's talk now to Inspector Nikki Hall from Cambridgeshire Police. Joins us from our Peterborough studios. Morning, Nikki. What's it like for you listening to that resident saying that she just feels no one cares about the problems this is causing for her?
Well, clearly it's not acceptable. I've listened to all your callers this morning and I'm sorry we haven't got our response right. It is an issue for the council and police, and I work for the prevention enforcement team, and I know you read out the statement earlier from Adrian, and we will take ownership for this problem. We do know it's going on. We have put things in place already, and I want to reassure the residents that actually it is an issue for us, and I'm sorry if we haven't got our response to you right previously.
I mean, this is the thing. When I talk to the council, when I talk to the police on so many issues, it's this phrase that's bandied around, multi-agency working, partnership working. We've got the Safer Peterborough Partnership, which is meant to join forces between the council and the police, and yet this has been going on for over a year and nothing's been done.
Actually, things have been done. Obviously, things were put in place previously, disruption tactics, and they did target hard in the area, so made it difficult to access the area with barriers and things previously. This is occurring, as you've said, over the last few weekends. We were made aware and encouraged residents to call in around the beginning of August. And we've used our police CCTV and ANPR team, which is police support volunteers. They've been out the last two weekends around the Stapleton Road area this weekend. They've liaised with 16 cars. So we know it's happening. They've been gathering intelligence and information. They disrupted it. We obviously haven't been feeding that back as well as we could have done to residents. But I am keen that we get our response right when this is happening and when the residents call in. But we are tackling the longer term prevention issues. And as you say, Adrian has said that we are having a site visit this week and we are going to put further things in place.
I mean, we heard from Trish, who lives in Orton Goldhay, about a mile and a half from the industrial estate where this seems to be going on around Stapleton Road. She said that she called the police once and was actually given pretty short shrift. She was told it wasn't a police matter.
Yeah, and it is a matter for all of us. There is environmental health issues, there is a noise problem, and so that is for the council, but it's for all of us to work together on this. It is a police matter if there's dangerous driving, and as you refer to, the accident or the collision last year was awful, and we hope that things would quieten down. As you say, your residents have said it hasn't, we know it hasn't, and we're taking action to deal with that.
So is drifting illegal? What is the law on this?
Yeah, so there's no actual specific law in relation to it. There is racing on the highway is a specific offence. And then you've got a variety of traffic offences, so your dangerous driving and your careless driving. When we go out to these, obviously we go with our traffic teams where they're available and look at the driver, the condition of the vehicle. We'll look at whether there have been any offences committed, and we'll come at it from a wide range of angles.
And how does antisocial behaviour come into this? Because to me, screeching around with noisy tyres and burning rubber in the wee small hours of the morning, that's clearly antisocial behaviour, and doesn't that make it a police matter?
Yes, it does make it a police matter, of course. There's issues if we're there and we can deal with it under Section 59 of the Police Reform Act. We can give drivers warnings. If we catch them being antisocial behaviour, we can give them a warning and then they can have their vehicle seized. So that's something we need to look at. As I say, we have been out and we're trying to educate the drifters as well. We'd ask them, you know, we understand from what your caller was saying earlier that this is a hobby for them. Actually, we'll work with you. We have no issue with organised cruise events. We have a traffic sergeant sergeant that works with cruisers, and we just don't want this happening for the residents, and as such we need to make sure that we are out there at the weekends when they need us.
And just to explain the terminology there, the cruising events are people who love their cars, who suit them up, meeting up basically to show off the hardware.
Yeah, that's cruises. And then drifting is a specific thing where you obviously try and you want to show your level of driving skill. So
in a moving car.
So I feel that that's where the issues are, and that's obviously what the residents are reporting.
Now, you did reference the statement from Peterborough City Council. It's from Adrian Chapman, who's the Service Director for Adult Services and Communities. The main complaint from the residents that we've heard is that they feel they're being pinballed between the police and the council. It sounds like we might have some progress on that this morning. It says, our prevention and enforcement service, which includes officers from the police and the council, will be carrying out a survey of the site this week to identify changes that can be made to stop groups gaining access. We know car cruising is causing a problem for residents, so we'll be looking to put in place a short-term solution fairly quickly with the agreement of the landowner, followed by a more permanent solution. In the meantime, prevention and enforcement service officers will be attending the site on a regular basis and will be liaising with the Triforce Road Policing Unit. As this is a county-wide issue, the Cambridgeshire and Peterborough Road Safety Partnership is also looking at how we can challenge the behaviour of young drivers to prevent the problem in the first place. Now, on that last line, Nikki, do you agree this is county-wide? It's not just the Ortons that's the problem.
Well, I think having looked at it, it's a national problem. You know, there are various sites in various cities and towns across the country that are facing the same issues. So it's for us to look at best practice and what we can do to prevent this happening in the first place. And as such, we do have a road policing sergeant that is responsible force-wide for Cambridgeshire Police to work with, obviously, the Road Safety Partnership to see how we can target this in a long-term way and how we can deal with these youths that are committing these offences.
And is it youths? I mean, there's lots of references to young drivers here, but is it mainly people who are on the younger side?
It is, yes.
Okay, and what kind of things do you think you can do to try and prevent this in a more long-term way?
Well, I think we've already discussed, I mean, for the residents in Peterborough, we obviously need to look at this one site initially. We know it's happening elsewhere, but the complaints that we're getting are very much focused on Orton Southgate. So we need to tackle that in terms of working with the landowners. Although it's privately owned land, it is obviously public roads, and so the offences are being committed there. But we need to do a series of education, and as one of your callers stated earlier, we need to engage with young people. We want them to enjoy this hobby and this pastime. We just don't want there to be a public safety risk, and we don't want it to cause a nuisance to residents.
Yeah, Nikki, thank you very much for coming on this morning, and I'm sure to the residents who are listening, the apology that you gave earlier on will mean something. Inspector Nikki Hall there from Cambridgeshire Police joining me from our Peterborough studios. Also, thank you to Peterborough City Council for providing that detailed statement this morning. And we're going to follow this because there are some action points that have been promised there by both Peterborough City Council and the police. We'll be checking in a few weeks' time and seeing if they have been stuck to. Headlines this morning, and Cambridgeshire Police has apologised to people in Peterborough and say they're looking into complaints about drifting. Drifting is when drivers try to skid in their cars, which uses high speeds and creates a lot of noise. Residents in the Orton say it's making them sleep deprived because it's happening overnight. Thank you very much to Julie Howell for your tweets. We spoke to Julie earlier on this morning, just after 7 o'clock. She was drawing to our attention the problem of drifting in the Ortons in Peterborough. People driving their cars very, very fast, causing them to skid, causing screeches of tyres, the smell of burning rubber. It's keeping residents awake several nights a week into the very, very small hours of the morning. She was listening, it seems, to Nikki Hall from Cambridgeshire Police, and Julie says, heartened by the response from Cambridgeshire Police on the drifting issue. Let's work together to give residents peaceful nights. Another message, though, from Lou, not so impressed, says after listening to that police inspector, you can understand why so many road accidents are caused by young lads. They're doing it on public highways. And this topic that we're talking about this morning, all we hear from the police and the councils, we will look into it. The people who do get caught dangerous driving on our roads just get a smack and told not to be a naughty boy. It's a joke, says Lou. Also, many messages this morning on the subject of drifting. We've been talking about the issue in Peterborough in the Autons. John in Chesterton says, we have this problem too around Green End Road. It's the noise that's the worst thing. I fear the problem's going to be made worse by putting down double yellow lines, which have been planned. Right now, there are actually obstructions in the road because of the parked cars. Oh, I see. So actually, you take away all the parked cars, it might make it easier to drift in this area.